Mark chapter 1 and verse 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And so on. Sin in Scripture is compared to a disease. And the Savior's healing power illustrates his power to spiritually heal souls that are sick with sin. There were those that the Lord Jesus healed of their blindness. He recovered their sight. He restored their sight, showing that sin is of a blinding nature. And the Lord Jesus has the power to give sight, spiritual sight, to the blind. There were others that the Lord Jesus healed of their lameness, showing the paralyzing power of sin, as well as the power of the Lord Jesus to give the ability to be holy, to serve God. Well, in this account of the leper, we have a picture of the loathsomeness of sin. Sin is a hateful thing. As we sang in Psalm 38, it's like a disease that is loathsome, filling the loins with pain. And in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 5 and verse 12, we read that Jesus was in a certain city. Behold, a man full of leprosy. This man here was full of leprosy. He was afflicted with leprosy at a very advanced stage. And leprosy was a disease that we read of in the Bible that symbolized the abhorrent nature of sin. It was a disease that spread throughout the body. And you could see it in the person's eyes, in the limbs. The fingers would shrivel up and sometimes fall off. You could hear it in their voice. You could even smell the stench of the leprosy. So this was a disease that was spread throughout the body and was loathsome. Loathsome to the person who was sick, loathsome to others around him. And it was a disease that was incurable by humans. No one was able to cure this one who had leprosy. No mere man could cure him. And furthermore, the person who had leprosy was to be isolated, commanded to be apart from others, which tells us about the separating power of sin and in regard to the incurableness of the disease, that no one can cure themselves of sin. Only God can cure us of the spiritual disease of sin. In Leviticus chapter 13 and verse 45, we read about the restrictions that the leprous person was under. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and he shall cry, Unclean, unclean. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone without the camp. Shall his habitation be? He was isolated. He must be apart from others. And that tells us about the defiling nature of sin. Sin drives us from the presence of God. And you see, friends, we need to recognize our sinful nature to be what it is. There are some who can quote the Catechism and tell us what sin is, the transgression of the law of God. But do we feel it? Do we feel the defiling nature of sin? Or do we just sometimes, when we might be under the preaching of the word and hear about the judgment day, we might be under the terrors of approaching judgment, but we haven't really felt our sin to be a loathsome disease? We need to feel that. We need a sense of sin, a true sense of sin, which only the Holy Spirit can produce in us, a sight and sense of the evil of sin as against God who is holy, against God who is righteous and has given us a law that we have transgressed. And therefore we incur guilt. We deserve the penalty of the law. We deserve to be separated from God to all eternity. But perhaps there are some who have felt, I trust there are, some who have felt their sin to be like a disease. It is loathsome. It produces a stench. It's abhorrent. It's repugnant to me. And the great question is, how can I be delivered from it? How can I be cleansed from sin? How can I be so purified as to have holy desires and live for the Lord? Where can I go to get deliverance from the pollution of sin? The leper knew where to go. This one here. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Behold, a man full of leprosy, says Luke, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. This leper was persuaded that the Lord Jesus was able to cure him. And his conviction led him to come to Jesus as a poor beggar, beseeching Christ for what Jesus was able to give. But would the Lord Jesus give it? Would he cure him? Was he willing to do so? Up to that point, the leper was confident in Christ's power. But was the Lord Jesus willing? If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. But have you come as far as the leper? And not questioning the power of Christ. Perhaps you're ready to say, oh, I would never question the power of Christ. We all know he's infinite. But are you persuaded of it so that you feel that he is able? Such that it makes you go to him. Because often we stumble at that point. We wouldn't put it in words, but we don't really have a sense of his power. He is able to cure our spiritual disease. But the leper was persuaded, and he came to Jesus. And so here is an example for us to come to Jesus confident in his ability to help us. So, the Lord helping us, we want to consider two things tonight, having considered briefly the nature of sin. And first, it is the leper's experience when he said, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And secondly, the Savior's willingness. The Lord Jesus was willing. I will, he says. He assures the leper. He is willing to cure him. I will be thou clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. So first of all, the leper's experience, and secondly, the Savior's willingness. Well, first we read that the leper worshipped the Lord Jesus. And when you read about someone kneeling down, worshipping, it doesn't always mean it is a divine act or a work of worship that is to a divine being. But we believe that here it is an act of divine worship when he kneels down before Jesus, acknowledging him, his ability to cure him. Well, he was humble. and he was beseeching Jesus. He wasn't thinking to himself, well, I deserve to be cured. And if the Lord Jesus doesn't cure me, well, then I'm being wronged. Well, this teaches us that we need a humble spirit at the throne of grace. We do not deserve mercy. We do not deserve the blessing. We don't deserve to be cleansed from sin. We don't deserve to be converted. We don't deserve to be restored and healed of our backsliding. We should come to a throne of grace, acknowledging it is unmerited favor. It is mercy that we seek. Well, that is the first thing we notice. He was beseeching him. But also he was convinced of the power of Christ. There was no doubt in his mind that Jesus was able to cure him. Leprosy was an incurable disease. And it would also seem at this point that the Lord had not yet cured any other lepers. At the early stage of his ministry. He had healed the blind, perhaps, or cast out demons. But this is the first leper that we read of. And so it seems remarkable that he had such faith in Christ. But he must have concluded rightly that if Jesus can recover sight to the blind, then he can cure a leper. We should have pointed out the leper was under the ceremonial law, which leprosy disqualified him from the worship of God. So there was an added element. Not only did he have this incurable disease, but it was a disease that was selected to symbolize the expelling, separating power of sin. And so that would double his anxiety, perhaps. Will the Savior cure me? I've got a disease, but it's also ceremonially defiling. How can I approach him? Maybe he will turn me away. So he says, if thou wilt, thou canst cleanse me. So we see his conviction, his confidence in Christ, and his persistence, we might say, or his readiness to come to him in spite of what may have been a hindrance, even that the fact that the leprosy was defiling in a ceremonial way. But he trusted in Christ's power. Here is faith. Also acknowledging, as we said, in humility, the authority of Christ. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. So he knew that Jesus was the Lord. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. So he was resting in the will of Christ, acknowledging his sovereignty. He wasn't sure if the Lord would. He knew he was able. But would the Lord heal him? Well, we should rest in the will of God. We should follow this man's example. We cannot predict the future. But speaking generally just now, the Lord knows what is best. He is sovereign. And as Esther said about approaching Ahasuerus, she said, if I perish, I perish. So if someone were to say to you, when you seek the Lord, if you go to him, he will just turn you away. Well, what is your response? Even if he should turn me away, I deserve to perish anyway. So if I'm going to perish, well, I'll perish right here on my knees praying. But we know that he won't turn you away, because his promise is, him that cometh to me, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So we have more, we may say, even than the leper did when he came to Jesus beseeching him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. We know that Jesus is willing, of course, from this very account. Some would argue that he was looking to Jesus with expectation, and so taken up with the power of Christ that he knew that all Jesus had to do was will it to be, and it would be. I know thou art able, all that is necessary is thou dost speak the word, and it is done. As we read in Psalm 33, verse 9, for he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. And perhaps there was not so much doubt in his mind. We don't know for sure, but we're going by the evidence. Perhaps he was saying, like the centurion, only speak the word, and I'm healed. But then on the other hand, when we see that the Lord is using almost the very words of the leper, he says, I will, be thou clean. Perhaps the Lord there is stressing what the leper needed to hear, that Jesus is willing, answering the doubt or the anxiety of the leper, that he is willing to cure the leper. Whatever then was the experience of the leper, if he was really doubting, or he just wasn't sure, or if he was using those words to show his expectation, the fact is he knew where to go. And here's an example for us. And if we were convinced of the power of Christ, wouldn't we go to him? You might say, my car is broken, it's not working properly, and there's a mechanic who I know for sure can fix it. I don't know if he will. Well, you would certainly go and find out, wouldn't you? So, again, driving home the point, like the blind men, the Lord Jesus said to them, believe ye that I am able to do this. And they didn't hesitate. Yea, Lord, we believe. And here is the leper also. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And this should drive us to the Savior, persuaded of his power. We would apply to him, we would go to him. And this is not like the man who said with tears, before he said with tears, he said, if thou canst do anything, help us, have compassion on us. And then afterwards, when Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Then the man cried with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Well, there's a prayer for you as well. If you are doubting God's power, if you're doubting everything, ask the Lord to take unbelief away. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Was the Lord Jesus willing? Clearly, in our text, the Lord is moved with compassion. He is willing, and he says so. Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. So in the second place, the Savior's willingness. And the willingness of Christ is evidenced by the miracles that he performed. It was mentioned in the prayer that the Lord Jesus turned no one away. Everyone who came to him, we don't read of a single time anyone came with a specific need and the Lord Jesus turned that person away. Not one single time in the Gospels. And this tell us that he is willing. He is willing that we come to him with our need. And our case, as confusing as it may be to us, is just another case for him. You go to the mechanic and you say, I don't know what's wrong with the car. And he smiles and he says, bring it to me. It's just another car to fix. Your case is just another case for Jesus to heal spiritually. However anxious you are about it, however confused you may be, go to him. Go to him. And his sufferings on the cross. See what the Lord Jesus did for sinners. He was willing not only to exert healing power upon the spiritually sick or physically sick, but he was willing to take their place on the cross. When we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He died not for the righteous, not for those who have a good standing in the church. He died for the ungodly. And Jesus assures us, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Jesus was appointed to this work of healing. The blind men that we mentioned earlier, they knew that much. And they were crying, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on us." They were asking the Savior to fulfill his office. They were appealing to his mission to give sight to the blind. That's what Jesus came for. And perhaps the leper wasn't sure. Well, was Jesus appointed to cleanse lepers? But he knew that if Jesus was able to cure the blind, then surely he is able to cure the leper. But we know that Jesus was appointed for this work, to deliver sinners from darkness, from the prison house, to set them free, to set them at liberty, them that were bruised. That is what he was appointed to do. And he came to do the will of the Father. He will perform the work given him to do. And the Lord Jesus says in John chapter 6 and verse 40, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Are you believing in the Son of God? Jesus said to the blind man, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." Do you believe on the Son of God? That's the question for you tonight. Are you ready to answer? What is your answer? "Oh, well, I'm not sure," maybe you say. Well, if you are not believing on the Son of God, you are rejecting him. And Jesus says, "You will not come to me that ye might have life." Yes, we drive the point home. No neutral ground here. If you do not believe, you reject him. Well, what should that thought make you do? It should make you cry out, "Lord, take away this unbelief. Lord, let me not reject thee. Lord, I deserve the wrath of God. Oh, this wretched, wicked unbelief of my heart. Save me from it, Lord." Are you crying out like that? Well, you should. And we have the word of Jesus. Is he willing to save us? He says he will save us. He is willing to save us. And he will save those who come to him. Jesus moved with compassion. Here is his sympathy. He saw the man full of leprosy. You could see it. You could smell it. You could hear it. Full of leprosy. Full of it. Are you full of sin? Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, made contact with him. You shouldn't touch a leper. You would contract ceremonial defilement. You would be excluded from the worship of God for a time. But Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, "I will, be thou clean." He answered the leper's objection. He met the leper's fear. He took away his anxiety. "I will, be thou clean." And how swift was the cure. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately, this is one of Mark's favorite words, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. And so, friend, you are to come humbly to Jesus, beseeching him, and say, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. I know thou art able. There is no doubt about this truth, thou art able. And I also know that thou art willing. I sometimes question that. Does the Lord want to save me? But I know from the Word of God that He is willing. God will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. As I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? I will be thou clean. And so, friends, you and I both know that what we need is the power of the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts, to change us, to make us a new creature in Christ. And God is able and willing to send the Spirit to work in our hearts. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. You're ruined. You're undone. You're lost. You're hopeless. You've got a disease. You're full of wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. You have destroyed yourself. But in me is thy help. And what is God saying? Come to me for help. I will. Be thou clean. But you're not coming to him. Do you want to be converted? Are you going to him? Maybe you don't really want to be converted, because Jesus says, you will not come to me that you might have life. Oh, friend, if you would only feel your sin more. I'm not saying you should feel your sin more before you try to come to Christ. You should come to him now as you are. But recognize this dreadful disease of sin. Feel the sin of unbelief, turning your back on Christ, rebelling against him, and let that drive you to your knees. May the Holy Spirit convince you of the sin of unbelief, the sin of unbelief, and cry with tears, Lord, I believe, I want to believe. Lord, help me to believe. Lord, take away unbelief. Have you prayed like that? Have you prayed like that? Take unbelief away. Let me look on him whom I have pierced. Let me mourn and grieve over my sin of rejection of Christ. And come to the compassionate Savior. Lord, if thou wilt, and I know thou wilt, because it says here, thou wilt. Lord, thou art willing to save, willing to heal, willing to cure. I have a disease that is loathsome. Lord, put forth thy healing power. Make me willing in a day of thy power. And heal my soul. And hear him say to you, I will. I will. Be thou clean. May he bless his word. Let us pray.